Yeah. They knew who to pick. They hired me to track down the digital nymph because, well, you see, she and I have a history.
Do you remember the first book you checked out of the library?
Yeah, I do. It was Have Space Suit, Will Travel.
I was the librarian.
Of course you were.
I was so proud of you when you returned the book and it was only 2 days overdue.
I did what I could.
Remember your first phone hack?
Oh, sure. I was 12 years old.
I was the operator.
I called Los Alamos and asked them if their refrigerator was still running.
Ach, verspott! We will not fall for this foolishness again. I have been assured that refrigerators do not have legs. Oh.
They should have known.
What I didn't know, what I didn't understand, was how Chip Cupertino, the Baron of the Silicon Valley, could have tracked me down so easily. I thought I deleted my preferences and brushed away the dust of my digital footprints. I'd stopped answering my email. I'd stopped paying my bills. Well, that was easy enough. I'd even stopped playing real-time online cribbage. Well, I dropped out of the cloud and stepped off the grid. I was working undercover on a case I like to call the case of the crapped-out 401k retirement fund case. Went like this. I was reading the paper when a guy walks into my office. Hey, welcome to Mart. Double the coupons, double the bargains, double the Mart. Whole pile of Mart. Big lofty tower of Mart here. How may I help you?
Really? You're the greeter?
Oh, no. Marge is on break. She's the happy greeter. I'm the old weathered cart wrangler. You roll them out, I drag them back in.
I was led to believe that... Are you Cyber Bob?
Maybe.
Cyber Bob, one of the seminal artists, one of the greatest computer hackers of all time?
Who wants to know?
Well, Cyber Bob, I represent a client, a very special, unique individual of vast resources, vast wealth, and...
Yeah, well, do I know him?
Everybody knows Chip Cupertino.
Done anything of note?
He's the most passionately successful man ever in the history of passionate success.
That's so. Probably doesn't get down here with the huddled masses too often. Hey, does Cupertino huddle? Can't imagine he does. I wouldn't huddle if I didn't have to.
He has people who do that.
Yeah, Bob, I'm off break now. Hey. Thanks, I'll handle it from here. Yeah. Welcome to Mart.
Thank you.
Is that a return in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, well, let's put a sticker on it anyway. Come
on. Hey! Watch it! Cyber, Mr. Bob, is there a place where we can talk privately?
Well, I don't know. We're already here in my office. We could go to my satellite office out there in the outer parking lot if you don't mind wrangling a few shopping carts. I'm doing a study out there, you know. Migration patterns of shopping carts. Those things can get squirrely. If you don't watch out, they'll take off on you.
We could talk in the limo.
Hey. Limousine, huh? Hey, got a mini bar?
He has a coffee bar.
A cappuccino, frappuccino, some kind of chino. That'd be good. A little pick-me-up wouldn't be a bad thing. Let's take a look.